This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, who would have thunk? Nevada running out of weed. I mean, it's only been legal for a few days. After about 72 hours, dispensaries were already clearing out their shelves. In fact, we have such a marijuana shortage, and I live in Nevada, that the governor has had to call a state of emergency. I mean, is this ridiculous? Wowee. Okay, so Newsweek says that Nevada officials may have underestimated the high level of anticipation for the state's new recreational marijuana law. They said in its second week after launching the adult-only program, Nevada nearly ran out of pot. Now, other states have also had to deal with issues from low weed supplies, etc. I mean, how do you underestimate? This is Nevada. All right, we in Nevada, when we do things with a bang. Have you ever seen us celebrate New Year's Eve? Have you ever seen us celebrate 4th of July? All right, have you seen our strip? Have you seen our beautiful city? Have you seen, you know, our stadiums now? When we do things right. So if you're going to legalize marijuana in our state, okay, I mean, you know, we know how to advertise it, we know how to let people know, and we're Nevada. I mean, this is the place to be. All right, so we run out of pot. The state had its first weekend of recreational sales on July 1, finally allowing adults 21 and up to legally purchase marijuana products at certified dispensaries across Nevada. Now, one concern I had is only very few people were lucky enough to be able to sell the marijuana. Okay, instant billionaires there. And from what I understand, there were only, 47 dispensaries? I got to double check this. Like, 47? I have to look it up. They say Nevada already had medical stores in various cities. And you know, we had, you know, places in place. You know, we've been prepping, you know, logistically and you know, structurally for a while. It's just, you know, a plant only grows so quickly. Customers by the thousands stood in hour-long lines for the first purchases. They say the high demand resulted in about $3 million in sales revenue and $500,000 in tax revenue within the first 4 days of the recreational program's launch, according to the Nevada Dispensary Association. They say that the state sold so much pot in the first weekend alone that Governor Brian Sandoval decided to declare a state of emergency, giving the green light for state officials to consider approving emergency regulations to help combat the shortage. Now, this is according to the Reno Gazette Journal. Under the emergency regulation, more applicants would be allowed to apply for the distribution licenses. That's it. Okay, there we are. 47 licensed retail marijuana stores. That's all we have. And so under this emergency regulation, more applicants would be allowed to apply, as well as transportation licenses that would allow them to carry recreational marijuana from cultivation and packaging sites to the dispensaries. So according to Stephanie Klapstein in a statement to the Reno Gazette Journal, based on reports of adult-use marijuana sales already far exceeding the industry's expectations at the state's 47 licensed retail marijuana stores, and the reality that many stores are running out of inventory, the department must address the lack of distributors immediately. Some establishments report the need for delivery within the next several days. So the department is going to vote on this tomorrow. And this shortage of cannabis, I guess Colorado had noticed it back in 2014. Plenty of their dispensaries saw products cleaned from the shelves, high volume of customers. They say that the products were sold so rapidly that some cultivators literally ran out of plants and had to wait for another harvest to deliver weed. The state of Colorado, they said, has underestimated. They said Washington, many state officials expected legal cannabis to sell out within hours or days following their program launch, because they had low number of harvest licenses and the state allowed growers, processors, distributors. So, you know, the state didn't want this to be a whole free-for-all. And so there was some restraint, put it, all right, in terms of the number of facilities, et cetera. And so from what we understand, there's a lot of liquor establishments, alcohol establishments that may, liquor distributors that qualify. They've applied for distribution licenses, but they haven't met the requirements yet. So there has to be inspections, et cetera. And so, some of these places get robbed, and so there has to be a lot of security put in place. So it takes a while to get these facilities ready. You know, in Nevada, we were working on this, but you can only do so much if there were only so many licenses given out. When medical marijuana was legalized, again, there was only a handful of companies that could sell it. So, pot's been legal since November. It took us 8 months to get ready, and it took us hours to sell out. It's incredible. So Nevada, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska now have recreational marijuana that you could get if you're 21 or older. Using a valid ID, you could purchase up to 1 ounce of pot at dispensaries. You cannot consume it. Oh, it can only be consumed in a private home, but you cannot consume it in public, the strip, hotel, casinos. If so, you face a $600 fine and a misdemeanor citation if you get pot. Unfortunately, I started to smell some of this on the strip. Not too good. It's so stinky. But how long does it take to grow pot? It's about, anywhere from 3 to 5, 6 months, depending on, light and your green thumb. You know, 3 months, I would say, is the average, but you're hearing now some, it could take a long time. The seeds have to germinate. There's a vegetative state. There's a flowering stage. Then there's a post-harvest. And my guess is you have some people growing these marijuana plants, and as soon as there's a little baby bud, a little seedling, boom, they try to smoke it. You gotta wait. You gotta wait for it to grow and cultivate and nurture and, baking bread in the oven. Yeah, you can eat raw dough, but you don't want to. Let it cook a little bit. All right. That allows the components of it to mature such that people then get whatever they want to get from that. Anti-emetic effects, whatever. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Franny's a little upset. She says, sorry, Doc, you're wrong. I was fired last year when I took a day off for stress. I told my supervisor I need a day to regroup and chill out, and the next week they let me go. I can't use them for a reference. I don't know how this lady got the boss to tweet his support. Most jobs will can you. She's talking about what we talked about yesterday, where this lady takes a mental health day. She emails her coworkers, and the CEO sends out a tweet or an email in support of her. And the whole mental health day issue has now been in the news over this last week. And, you know, we were talking about on air how there may be a chance that the stigma is starting to go away in terms of mental health, you know, having depression and anxiety, how it may be looked upon as the norm. But I had said yesterday to be very, very cautious. So I don't know if you caught that part, Franny, but I did say to use caution with this because I don't think a lot of employers are there yet. I wish I could talk to you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd love to talk to you personally about, you know, where you work and why. Maybe not specifically where you work, but what type of job. But, you know, telling an employer that you have stress, that you need to take off. And I told you, when I first heard that from one of my employees, I almost took it personally, like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's the job that's causing the stress. And, you know, it's like, how do I make this job less stressful? You can't make healthcare less stressful. People get cancer. You know, people have heart attacks. You know, there's only so much you can do. And so, you know, in the medical field, if I was running a, you know, multi-employee, facility, and I had somebody who was stressed, I'd want them to go home and regroup. Okay? I mean, I'm not going to force them to come to work stressed. Okay? You don't want somebody stressed out. You know, but if that person had to constantly take off because of the stress of the job, I would probably suggest to them, and I don't know if laws would allow me to do that, but I would probably suggest to them, you know, they look for another line of work. You know, that maybe medicine isn't the field for them. You know, just like with modeling, you know, people can't stand the fact that they can't eat. You know, they always have to diet. They always have to be on their feet. Well, there's only so much accommodation you could do in a modeling agency. If you don't want to diet, if you don't want to be on your feet and in heels and in these, you know, ridiculous outfits, then that's probably not the line of work that you need to be in. Franny goes on in her email asking about accommodation and disability. You know, the America with Disabilities Act, I believe, can protect you if you have depression, anxiety, et cetera. But I don't know what accommodations certain small employers could do, you know, and how that would, you know, it's unfortunately what we hear is, you know, you wouldn't be fired because of your disability. Right? You would be fired because of, you know, they wouldn't say, oh, you know, you're blind, so I'm not going to, you know, or you have an amputation, so I'm going to fire you. They're not going to say that. They're going to let you go because of other issues. If you're in an at-will state where they could fire you at will for whatever, it could be, well, you know, there's money issues or, you know, your performance. You know, they'll find things going, look, you know, we need somebody that doesn't make a mistake with data entry. You make a lot of mistakes. You know, so insubordination, or you don't get along with your coworkers. So they could find so much other BS, you know, to fire you that, it wouldn't be about the disability. So it'd be very, very hard to link it to a disability. But you also got to look from an employer and management standpoint too. If you have an employee where they get stressed out very easily and they can't handle a lot of customers and you are coming into Christmas season, you know, in holiday shopping season, you need to know that you have all hands on deck. You need to know that you have all your employees ready to go and you are properly staffed. You know, a business is allowed to, you know, run like a business. And a properly run business is a business where management makes sure they have all, you know, posts, manned or womaned. Right? You have to make sure you have all posts manned. You have to make sure you also have a float or two ready and available. You have to make sure you have other management team available to help everybody. And it's kind of like, you know, the military. You got your privates, you got your sergeants, you got your corporals, you got your, you know, generals. You need to have you need to have a hierarchy. You need to have a chain of command. You need to have a delegation. You need to, you know, there's, you know, organization, whatever you know, look at business organization and, you know, team building and team management. You know, a lot of times you kind of run it military. If somebody needs to leave, that's fine. Let them go. If somebody's sick, let them go. Don't make them stay there. You don't want to get other people sick. You know, we had a very strict rule. You know, I mean, if you're sick, please take off. Take your sick leave. Go. We don't want to make other people sick. Some of the better businesses, okay, that are out there in terms of, I should not say better, but in terms of more successful businesses, aren't the ones that overwork somebody, aren't the ones that force people to be there when they're ill, are the ones that have a very, have a well-oiled machine. Now, if you have a business that has a good flow and a good thing going, and, you know, people take their sick leave when they need to take their sick leave, I told you, you know, if you work for a company such as that, like, for example, let's say you work for a company and you have kids starting school. Your kids are going into kindergarten and preschool. And you're like, oh, no, I know they're going to get colds. And dad now has a new job, so I'm going to have to be the one to pick them up. Okay, what do you do? And if you work for a well-oiled machine, you should be able to preemptively talk to management and go, okay, look, here's the thing. Right now my kids are good. They're in school. Everything's good. But being a mom, I have to expect the unexpected. I have to predict the unpredictable. What is the best plan of action if I do get a call that I got to pick up my kid that they're sick? You know, we're coming into the fall. We're coming into the school season. All right. You know, what's the best way to handle that? Now, a well-oiled machine business would be like, oh, my God, I don't know. If you're not there, we're screwed. Or a business who is barely holding on and running on fumes may not know what to do if you have to run to pick up your kid. A business that has their act together will have a float, will have somebody to cover you. And so, you make sure you have that plan in place. Now, if that person's gone too, now everything's, now you're screwed. It's very interesting. Somebody calls in sick, it's not a big deal. Two people call in sick, it's a huge deal. And that's when everybody seems to notice. And so, there's, when I look and I see how businesses are run, and I had my own challenges. You know, running a medical office, on fumes was very, very difficult. And having some people call in because they didn't feel like coming in the morning, and, you'd have people lie, that say, oh, my car died, and one of the other workers said, well, no, because she dropped me off at work. She said she had to go somewhere. I was like, are you kidding me? And so things happen. It happens. But, if you do feel like you need to take a day off for stress, you do it. Take that time off. Hopefully you have a manager you could be open with. But if you think you're gonna get hurt or you're gonna get fired for it, I don't want to tell you to lie, and I want to tell you to be honest. But for those of you that feel like you have to take multiple stress days, okay, I need to look beyond the job. I mean, is that job worth it? If you're stressed out because you have to work graveyard and you don't get good sleep, and you have a manager that's mean, and you're overworked when you, then to hell with it. Go get a new job. It's not worth it. We want a job where we cannot wait to go to work, where you get up early and you can't wait to get into the office. Only a handful of people can say they have a job like that. For me, I love teaching. I teach students at Toro University. I love radio. I cannot wait to get into the studio. I don't drag my butt into the studio, at the last minute. No, I cannot wait to be here because I cannot wait to get on air. I cannot wait to get on TV. I can't wait to do that. So for me, it's easy to race to work. But for people that don't like what they do, it's really easy to get up in the morning going, to hell with this, I'm going to call out. I have sick leave. I could use it. So, I'm sorry, Franny got fired. That's going to continue to happen. It will. It's a shame. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's
1-800-441-9833. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble. Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our buddy Tom from Baltimore writes, businesses with less than 15 employees are not required to comply with the ADA. He's correct. You got, like, Title I compliance and Title III compliance. If the ADA defines you as an employer, if you have 15 or more full-time employees that are working every day or each day for at least 20 or more calendar weeks in the year, and if they are engaged in an industry affecting commerce. And then you have Title III compliance, where businesses have public accommodations, they have to then comply. like inns, hotels, motels, restaurants, bars, etc. So any business that regularly serves the public is considered a public accommodation. Unless, of course, you're a private club or religious organization and you're exempt. And so, you know, he's right. You know, small employees may not be required to comply with the ADA, even though our businesses that deal with the public have to be ADA compliant, allow wheelchair accessible, allow accommodations for people who need to get, you know, for example, with us, we needed to, you know, make sure our bathrooms were wheelchair accessible, things like that. So thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. That was excellent. All right. So Americans are lazy. I cannot stand these articles coming out. But they say, according to USA Today, U.S. is one of the world's laziest countries, and that's why we're getting fat. The findings came from a study by Stanford University researchers using step counters installed on people's smartphones to track the walking activity of about 700,000 people in 46 countries around the world. Scott Deep, a professor of bioengineering, co-led the research, and he told the BBC that the study is 1,000 times larger than the previous study on human movement. And they say the least lazy were the Chinese, especially those in Hong Kong. People average 6,800 steps a day. The worst nation was Indonesia. People walk nearly half as much, averaging 3,500 steps a day. The worldwide average is 4,900 steps, with Americans averaging 4,700 steps. So they say that means Indonesians would be much more likely to be obese than Americans. No, not exactly. So the key is the variation of the walking. In countries with less obesity, according to Stanford researchers, people typically walked a similar amount every day. In nations with higher rates of obesity, there were larger gaps between those who walked a lot and those who walked very little. Among those latter countries is the United States, where activity inequality ranks the Americans fourth from the bottom overall. All right, so let me see what we have here. All right, so Hong Kong, they walk the most, China, Ukraine, and Japan. They seem to have the most daily average steps, over 6,000. Then came Russia, Spain, Sweden, South Korea, Singapore, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic. Then came the UK, Italy, Ireland, Denmark, Hungary, Poland, Norway, Germany, Finland, Chile, France, Netherlands, all in the 5,000s. Turkey, Israel, Taiwan in the low 5,000s. Then came Belgium, Austria, Canada, U.S., Thailand, Romania, Portugal, Mexico, New Zealand, UAE, then came Greece, Egypt, India, Brazil, Qatar, South Africa, Philippines, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, and at the bottom, Indonesia. You know, it's interesting. Everybody says, you know, gosh, when they go on vacation, like when they go to Europe, they gain weight. We did it. We lost weight. And the reason why we lost weight, you know, we were there for about 12 days. I totally noticed my pants fit better, everything, because we walked everywhere. We walked for miles. We rarely took a car or public transportation. And so, now, mind you, I'm on vacation, so I don't have to worry about getting sweaty. I don't have to worry about not being in heels and wearing tennis shoes or whatever. And so, you know, when you're on vacation, yeah, you can actually exercise more. But just with Europe, the walking was easy. You wanted to walk. Maybe it's because parking is so prohibitive. You know, New Yorkers, it'd be really interesting to see the activity levels of New Yorkers. My guess is they're one of the highest in the country because you don't drive to work. You take the subway and you walk. Now, mind you, the subway system in New York is so, you know, good, so complex and so effective such that, you know, you could take any exit and be within a block or two of work. So many people don't have to walk more than a block or two, but I believe a lot of people, they, you know, like, oh, it's only 5 blocks, let's walk. Oh, it's only 10 blocks. We could walk 10 blocks. And so, you know, I live in Nevada, and I live in Las Vegas, and everything is so spread out. I could not walk to work, even if I tried. I'm technically on the same side of town as work, but walking, especially in the heat, and with cars that are running over pedestrians? No. So I take a car. So I come back to the States, and I'm in a car. I walk out of my car to my office. I walk out of my car to my studio. But do I, you know, do I walk to the same degree I did in Europe? Absolutely not. But you see, what's interesting is it isn't so much, you know, people that walk a lot. Because if you look, you know, in Israel, they walk a lot. You know, in Greece, they walk a lot. You know, why are these countries doing worse than Hong Kong, China, et cetera? Well, you know, it may be the variability of it. You know, I think diet is a big thing, too. You know, I think a lot of the, you know, Asian diets and I think also a lot of the, you know, genetic makeup can also allow, you know, one to, you know, more easily be slim than not. You know, if you look at the, you know, the countries where people walk the least, you know, you have Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia. They don't seem to have the obesity problem like the U.S. does, you know, and then Mexico does. So, you know, when we talk about obesity and we talk about exercise and we talk about, you know, what we need to walk more, absolutely. You know, us driving to work does us a disservice. But it's not just that, you know. I decided to, you know, drink coffee this morning because that study that came out, about, you know, about coffee, again, saying coffee helps you live longer. I can't stand the taste of coffee. So my husband got a vanilla creamer in there, and then I added a couple Sweet and Lows. It's not even called Sweet and Low. It's called Sweet Plus. What? This is a generic Sweet and Low? Are you kidding me? What is it? Dextrosaccharin. It's still saccharin. It's not even called Sweet and Low anymore. Well, anyway. Is that the healthiest drink? No. Now I'm drinking coffee. I'm feeling better. No, it isn't. Now I should be drinking water. But here's the thing. When I drink water, I'm drinking it out of these plastic water bottles. Maybe these plastic water bottles aren't a good thing. We're drinking a lot of our water from plastic. Maybe we should have a glass container. Maybe we should have a stainless steel container, and that's what we drink our water from. You know, there's a lot of things we could be doing wrong. You know, a lot of us scratch your head going, I don't understand why I have this weight. I walk a lot. I don't eat a lot of sweets. I eat a lot of vegetables. It could be a variety of things. It could be a simple preservative that's slowing your metabolism down. It could be that, you know, maybe you did exercise your whole life and now you're exercising less. I really think that's one theory. Why you see a lot of football players, you know, retired football players overweight. You know, a lot of us like me, I have been exercising ever since I could remember, ever since middle school. And it was, you know, pretty heavy exercising. I would run every day. Well, as soon as the running stopped, then the weight came on. And I'm wondering if I never ran, you know, would the body not have felt like, you know, it's missing something? You know, but when you go through puberty with heavy, and, you know, my boys too, my boys are in heavy sports. You know, what happens when the heavy sports stop? Are they going to gain the weight? Now, some people say, well, the kids need to be in sports so they stay slim. You're right. You know, being in sports does help them stay slim. You're right about that. You know, but, you know, you wonder if they weren't in sports, would they be slim? And then if they just did some moderate exercise every day, you know, would they not have that rebound obesity? That's something that needs to be studied. You know, we know we gain weight when we're older, but a lot of us gain it abruptly when the heavy activity stops. The other thing is that there's a lot of variability and inequality of who exercises and who doesn't. We need to change what we do in school. We don't do PE a couple days a week. Exercise should be every single day. Whether they do weightlifting, whether they do yoga, whether they do hiking, whether they play football, whether they play baseball. You know, why is it English class while they're walking around the school? Right? Or walking around the gym listening to a poem. Why do they have to sit and listen to the poem? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, EPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. The University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics say it accidentally posted 5,300 current and former patients' private information online. Names, admission dates, medical records. That's a big oops. The University of Iowa Healthcare said in a news release Tuesday that a, quote, limited set of data was inadvertently saved in unencrypted files posted online through an application development site. The release does explain how it happened. Spokesman Tom Moore says an online security expert reported the posting April 29th. The files were deleted 2 days later. He says the website where it was posted confirmed the files were not copied. Moore also says the files did not contain clinical information, Social Security, or credit card numbers. University of Iowa Healthcare did notify the patients through a June 22nd letter. We hear about it now. And I, you know, again, I, this is just something that's, I hate to say this, but it's par for the course. I mean, as we move everything to electronic and we have such sophisticated systems, I think stupid things end up happening. Weird, crazy stuff seems to happen with these computers. I don't know how this happened, but I don't get computers. I don't understand computers. I am very intimidated by computers. And I was very intimidated about going electronic with my patients. Our billing software was electronic. Right? And we kind of had to because nobody would pay us if we sent paper claims or typed things out. But when it came to putting my patients' medical diagnoses and their labs and their all that into a computer system because that could be hacked, I was scared manureless. Because, again, I don't understand how these breaches happen. You know, how does a hospital accidentally post, you know, thousands of people's, data online? They aren't doing it purposely. Just some file gets attached to something and something gets tagged to something and some window opens up and some access back wall, what outdoor thing. I don't get it. I don't know. And so it's frustrating. And most of us doctors, we don't. I mean, I can't teach medical students about this stuff. Who has the time? It takes years to be an expert in cybersecurity and an expert in computer, engineering and programming and these programs. But, it's a cluster nonetheless, and it's a shame. Here's another cluster. A doctor is accused in deaths of at least 7 in Oklahoma and in Texas. Federal prosecutors say a Texas doctor wrote unnecessary prescriptions for powerful drugs that contributed to the overdose deaths of at least 7 people in a 4-year period. 56-year-old Howard Greg Diamond was arrested Tuesday on charges that include conspiracy to distribute controlled substances. Prosecutors contend that Dr. Diamond began issuing prescriptions in 2010 that had no legitimate medical purpose. The prescriptions were for drugs such as hydrocodone and morphine. They say authorities say the overdose deaths occurred in Abilene, Texas, McKinney, Texas, Ardmore, Oklahoma, Yukon, Oklahoma, and elsewhere. He's based in Sherman, Texas, about 60 miles north of Dallas. He's scheduled to appear in court Friday. He cannot be immediately reached by phone or email Wednesday for comment. Okay. So, I guess the doctor was arrested on Tuesday. Okay. So there's a little correction in there, but that's all right. So he wrote unnecessary prescriptions. Now, some of you will say, oh, yay, go get him, go get him. All right, as a doctor, I'm like, oh, whoa. Okay, yeah, this guy, he may be an idiot. Okay, we don't know. This is all alleged. But unnecessary prescriptions for powerful drugs. Who is the one deciding it's unnecessary? Okay, let's say I had a patient that came to me with severe neuropathy. And he told me, no, please don't give me Lortab or Percocet. I get headaches from them. Can you give me something stronger? And let's say, and I never wrote anything stronger than Percocet, but let's say, my name is Dr. Smith, let's say, and I write something stronger. He later overdoses. And I get blamed saying I wrote him an unnecessary prescription. I'm like, but no, you don't understand. He said he didn't want to take this medication. Oh, yeah, I should document that the medication could give him headaches or whatever. But you see how, you know, as a physician, I have to stop and go, well, wait a second. Who decides what is quote-unquote unnecessary? Now, 7 people died in a 4-year period. That's a lot. Okay, that's kind of a lot. 7 people died in a 4-year period. That's kind of a lot. Okay, I think we can all agree with that. But people die. I mean, overdose deaths, they're on the rise. You know, years ago, there was somebody that visited our clinic and saw the PA. He was a new patient. He only saw the PA once. He had a medical condition, and we don't write more than 30 pills of a prescription. And we want to get the records. We want to, do our own imaging. If he goes, no, I've already had an MRI, don't spend the money, and, you know, then fine, but, you know, let's get you to a specialist who can handle the pain, or if this is because of your back, let's get you to a back specialist, knee specialist, whatever. So the PA did everything right. And this guy comes in, and he got pain medicine, and I don't remember the details, but about a year later, we hear from his mother, and his mother calls. And, you know, we're like, well, you know, we can't talk to you because, you know, he was an adult and, you know, you want his medical records? You know, why? What's going on? Well, that week, and we're talking a year later from him seeing us, that week he had overdosed. And so she wanted to know why we a year ago had given a prescription for a pain medication. Well, because he was in pain. It was a very finite, small amount. And we did referrals or whatever. So it never, it never became a case. And the poor mom, again, I spoke at length multiple times to the mom because, you know, losing a son is heartbreaking. But if we had given more prescriptions, multiple prescriptions, okay, could my provider have gotten arrested? You know, people, the overdoses happen. You know, I don't know how many of our patients we lost to overdose, not from prescriptions we wrote. Just, you know, you see thousands of people in the community. You know, somebody's going to get killed, you know, by a bus. Somebody's going to get killed in a car accident. Somebody's going to get killed by a gunshot wound. Somebody's going to get, you know. But, yeah, we had a few people that died of overdose. We don't know where they got the medicines or how it happened, but they did. And it's a lot more common than you think. So, you know, now you start looking at 7 people died in a 4-year period. If this doctor does pain management and opioid overdose deaths are on the rise, is that criminal? If that's what he does, if he sees thousands upon thousands of patients a year, that means in 4 years he's seen tens of thousands of people. 7 people dying in those tens of thousands of people that he sees, is that enough to put him in jail? So, again, maybe there's proof that he really was just writing prescriptions and selling them and using the money to go to Hawaii. I don't know. I don't know. But when the average medical provider sees this, go, whoa. If one of my patients dies from an overdose death, somebody could claim that I gave them an unnecessary prescription and I could be charged and go to jail? What do you think the average medical provider is going to do when they see something like this? You know, I'm not writing them anymore. Now, I haven't written a narcotic since I closed my practice down in March 2016. Every now and then, the pharmacy's like, oh, you know, are you approving this refill on this, you know, Vicodin? I go, what Vicodin? What refill? I never wrote it. So you have people that are using my name. You know, and luckily the pharmacies are catching it because they're calling me, and I'm like, no, I haven't practiced. You see, check my DEA. I haven't written any medicine in years, so in a while. So that's not me. But you know, it's. I don't think a lot of doctors are going to write pain medicines anymore. And when you have the fear of jail time, that, you know, what does it do to people that really have pain? 1-877 Doc Belly.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.